Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. There are so many Christians who know this simple verse in the Bible, 1 John 4:8. God is love. But the question most believers struggle with is, does God love me? I want to invite you to join my dad for today's message. This is an important truth that you just have to get so in your heart that nobody can talk you out of it. So today, let God's Word answer that question with the absolute truth that He does love you. Learn how to draw close to God by practicing His presence, and you'll experience His love for you every day.
Let's go back over some of the scriptures that we talked about last night, because it's important that these be on our mind. These are not scriptures that you really hear preached a lot, and they should be preached all the time. At pastors, pray about preaching these verses of scripture, making people aware of them all the time, because this is something that has to happen by letting this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And it won't just come automatically. You have to let it be in you, because as God tries to bring this kind of thinking, this kind of thought, this body of thought into your mind, your religious correctness will kick it out and not let you think like that. So let's go over here to the book of Philippians and let's read that. And it's very important that you meditate on these scriptures and receive them. Think about them. Write them out. Put them in places where they'll catch your eyes. And you meditate on it. Give God your time. Give Him time. Every born-again believer should read at least one chapter of the New Testament every day. Every day. Read that chapter. Just sit down and say, Lord, feed this to my spirit today. You'd be shocked what one chapter a day will do in your life. Amen. I do that every day. Every day of the world, I read my chapter. Every day. Now, that's just something I do every day. But then, of course, I study the Word. I pray. Amen. I pray a lot. I don't usually pray over about 20 to 30 minutes at a time. But I don't usually go 20 or 30 minutes without praying. I practice the presence of Jesus all the time. What do you mean, practice His presence? Well, the scripture very plainly tells me, He said Himself, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even to the ends of the world. And God is in us. And you have to become God inside minded, not God way off out yonder someplace, but God in me minded. Think that way all the time. Develop a habit of inquiring of the Lord about everything. Everything. Jesus said, I don't say anything but what I hear my Father say, and I don't do anything but what I see my Father do. Well, that wasn't just when He was in the temple. It's all the time. You can practice the presence of the Lord all the time. Talk to Him about your clothes. Talk to Him about everything. He's right there all the time. He's right here all the time. Practice that presence. Have a running conversation all the time. You will be shocked what that'll do to your life. Things just start getting good, man. And you make decisions on a higher level all the time. And instead of going around you and saying, you know, there's something this told me. Quit calling the Spirit of God something. Amen. Well, one fella said, I'm afraid of those people that says God talks to them. I thought, I'm afraid of those that say He doesn't. Well, Brother Copeland, you mean just anybody can hear the voice of God? That's what Jesus said. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open, I'll come in. Any man can hear the voice of God. But you have to turn off these paddles on the side of your head and start listening here. Anyone that has ears to hear, he said, let him hear. Make the decision. Thank God I have ears and I'm turning them towards you, Lord. I take your corrections. I take your directions. I take your protections. Praise God. Amen. So, the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't think it was taking anything away from God for him to be equal with God. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, that is Jesus. I understand that. Yeah, but I'm just me. No, you're not. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Then you're not just you anymore. The old you died when you did that, and you have been born again. Old things passed away, and behold, all things became new, and you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He gave you everything he has. Yes. Now change your mind to that. And stop that religious correctness. Oh, well, you know, Brother Copeland. Yes, amen. But I don't even hear you whining. Religious whining around. False humility. That is an old, old dog, and it needs to be run off. No. We're not just old sinners saved by grace. You can't be both. You were an old sinner, but you got saved by grace. Hallelujah. You walk in the grace. I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about faith. Amen. I'm talking about grace. I'm talking about receiving what he's done for you. Oh, Jesus, glory to God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in you, but made of himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Well, you've been made in the likeness of God because he was made in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. Now then, let's go back over here to John 3:16 again and read that with new eyes and new ears. Listen to it. For God so loved the world. Well, you were a part of that world. I was a part of that world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But now listen, Jesus is no longer the only begotten Son of God. At that time, he was the only begotten Son. But now, since Jesus came, since Jesus bore our sins, sickness, demons, and fear, bore the curse for us, bore it all for us. Amen. Paid the price and penalty for us, went to hell for us, and was raised from the dead, glory to God, so that we could be born again. Hallelujah. Amen. To bring many sons into glory. Now, he's not called the only begotten Son of God. He is called the firstborn from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, firstborn. That means there's a two-born, three-born. My number's in there somewhere. Yeah. Hallelujah. I've been graced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. He took what I deserved.
Yes. Yes, he did. Thank God.
And gave me grace.
Wow.
Now go over there to 1 John. Oh, Lord. Jesus. 1 John chapter 3. Behold, look and see what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, has given to us, has conferred on us, has honored us with, that we should be called the sons of God, the family of God, the children of God, joint heirs with Jesus. Oh, Lord. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we'll see him as he is, and we're like him. We are just like him. We're more like him than we have any idea we are. And it's as we meditate on it, and he reveals it to you step by step and grace by grace, praise God, just how much you are like him. Hallelujah. Look over there in the fourth chapter. Oh, my, my. Look at this. Verse 6. We're of God. He that knows God hears us. And he that's not of God hears us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved. Beloved one. That's who you are.
Yes.
You're not the ugly one. You know, you're not just the little unworthy nothing. No, no. No, you didn't get it because you was worth of it or worthy of it or worth doing it for. But to him you were, because he knew you before the foundation of the world. He loved you then, he loves you now. Amen. But he bestowed it on you. By grace, he gave it to you. He said, I love you. I want you, girl. I need you. I've given you, I've given everything I have for you. Be loved. Amen. Look at that. That just, be loved. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. What? How'd you get born again? By corruptible seed? No, no, no. You were born of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Well, what kind of birth would the word of God give? Some half-baked, half-done, half like Jesus, half like the devil kind of a monster? No. No, you were born of this word, man. You were born of his life. You were born of his seed, of his love and his goodness. Hey. It's time you find out who you really are.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you start talking like this, and there's some people cut you loose.
That's all right.
That don't hurt nothing. Amen. Particularly when the Lord began to bless you some. Jesus said they'll start persecuting you for it. You know why? You start being financially blessed. The devil wants your money. He thinks it's his. Well, I got news for him. He ain't got a clue what's going on. Amen. We're born of the Spirit. We are bone of his bone. We are spirit of his spirit. His blood has been spilled. And when we take communion, praise God, we eat of his body and drink of his blood into the Eden covenant of Almighty God. We're family here. And we've been acting like a bunch of stepkids. That's what religious correctness will get you. Amen. But when you begin to say, oh, thank you for your grace and your mercy that you've bestowed upon me. I have heaven rights, brother. Glory to God. I belong here. Oh, this. Look here. Verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Not just get born again, by what he did. That's wonderful. But that's just the beginning, brother. That we might live through him. What would happen if some little child was born into the world? Mama didn't want it. Can't even find the daddy. Here's this little fella, has no heritage, no line, no name. Just little baby nobody. No future. No ancestry. Ain't got a clue who he is. But yet, a loving Christian family come in and fall in love with that little guy. Man, this is our baby. We just know this is our baby. God gave us this baby. And take that little fella and take it into their family and love him as their own and give him their name. And now he's got a family. He's got a name. He's somebody. He's got a future. Hey.
Yes.
And his daddy makes him his heir and gives him everything he has. Now what's happening? This little guy has been born over again, and now he's living his life through this adopting family instead of the ones that threw him away. Now that's what's happened to us. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father, the spirit of adoption is upon us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The grace of God. Amen. Let this mind be in you. Oh, Brother Colin, I wouldn't talk like that. Well, that's the reason you're so broke. I don't talk like that out of pride and arrogance. Dear God, I didn't have to do anything about it. I just accepted it. I just took it because it is mine. Amen. It is mine. God's my Father. And I'm honored that he's bestowed that upon me and on my family. I found out that Jesus is my blood brother. Glory to God. The Eden covenant is mine in his blood. Dear Lord, I'm born of the Word. Let me get back over there where I was. Herein is love, verse 10, 4:10. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, here it is again. Say, that's me.
That's me.
He talking to me.
He's talking to me.
Yes, amen. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Oh, now that's when it starts getting thick and good. When you begin to realize that God loves me. God loved me, man. You know that? God loved me. Amen. Me and all my trash and all my dumbness, he just took me anyhow and raised me up, called me his own, glory to God, and started teaching me, filled me with his Spirit, and gave me everything he has. And I'm finding out day by day more of it and more of it and walk in the light and the grace of it. And his grace is abounding toward me. I make some kind of dumb mistake. I just run to him and say, whoa, ho, ho, oh, Jesus, help me. I repent of that. But the word says you're faithful and you're just, not only to forgive me, but to cleanse me of all unrighteousness when I confess it. Glory to God. Amen. Just beat a path to his doorstep all the time. Just stay at his feet all the time. Walk in the light as he is in the light. And his blood cleanses you from all sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit. And the more you do these things and let this mind be in you, and the more you begin to talk like this, the bigger the Spirit of God gets on the inside of you. Strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Whoa. Amen. You start getting bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. And it's powerful there. Verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And you remember the word says in Romans, the 5th chapter, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. You remember that? Do you receive it? All right, remember that. Hold on to that now. Verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, verse 7, remember, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God. Amen. Verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. Remember chapter 3, beloved, behold what manner of love God has bestowed upon us that we might be called the children of God, the family of God, the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Now. Not after you die and go to heaven. Now are you the sons of God. Now are you like him. Now are you filled with his Spirit. Now you have his name. In the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, it said, we and the whole family in heaven and earth have been named after the Father. Glory. Yes, amen. Family name. Say, God loved me.
God loves me.
He loves me just as much as he does Jesus. Now, some of you kind of choked on that one. 17th chapter of John, Jesus was praying and he said, Father, now he said, I pray not only for these, not for these only, but, and that was at the final supper just before the cross. He said, I pray not for just these only, but for everyone that shall come to me through their word. That's all of us, either directly or indirectly, from those that were around that table that night. And he said, I pray that you show the world through them that you love them as much as you do me. What a word. Let this mind be in you, that God loves you just as much as he does Jesus. Now, you don't have to walk around the room every day for a while, because your old head don't want to listen to that. Boy, your heart does. Yeah, amen. It's when you start talking it out loud around people that religious correctness kicks in. They liable to hit you with a songbook, brother. You go around and say, you know Jesus loved me just, the Father loves me just as much as he does Jesus. What? Who do you think you are? God's child? Yeah, amen. Glory to God.
What if the key to living free, full of peace, and fulfilling God's plans for your life was simply learning to yield to love? In their MP3 teaching, Yield to Love, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share how the love of God is the driving force of life. When you said yes to Jesus, his love reached down and pulled you into his family and into everything he has. When you walk in love, you're walking in the Spirit. It will lead you step by step into the good plans God has for you. And God will teach you how to walk in it. When you understand that God is already taking care of you, you don't have to operate in selfishness. Every good thing in your life starts from love. Yielding to it will break off everything that holds you back. It's time to leave offense, unforgiveness, and selfishness behind. and step into the life of love. Discover how to let love take the lead with Yield to Love. Yield to Love is now available as a free download from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God filled you with His love when you were born again. Therefore, you have the capacity to love like He does. Discover what happens when you let God's love flow through you and watch His presence bring a divine transformation into the lives of those around you. To download your free copy of Yield to Love, go to our website, kcm.org/TV special. This free offer is good for 30 days.
Listen to this from 1 John 4:15 through 16 in the Passion Translation. Those who give thanks that Jesus is the Son of God live in God, and God lives in them. We have come into an intimate experience with God's love, and we trust in the love He has for us. Have you ever had that intimate experience with God? Did you even know that that's what He wanted for you? God did not want His love to be words in the page of a book or something you hear about, but He wants you to know His love. He wants you to be intimate with love Himself. If you've never experienced that, then Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a perfect opportunity for you. It's the Southwest Believers Convention, July 27th through August 1st in Fort Worth, Texas. Our theme this year is the homecoming. You're invited to step away from the noise of life and reconnect with who matters most and what matters most. Join people from across the community as we gather for encouraging messages, meaningful conversations, uplifting music, and moments that renew perspective and hope. Take time to refresh your heart and mind through inspiring experiences, the Word of God, worship, all designed to strengthen and restore you, spirit, soul, and body. There's something for every age, so bring your kids and teens along so they can be part of it too. Give your family the opportunity to grow and connect and create memories that can shape their future in a positive way. The Southwest Believers Convention is free to attend. So for more information and to register, go to kcm.org/swbc. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.